what do you think is the difference between overt and subtle gamification?
Okay, so this is a very nice topic to talk about, because let's do this. So if it looks like a game, right, if it feels like a game, it's overt.
Okay.
Right. If it's got stuff dropping across the screen and too many colors and there is sound and there is movement, in other words, if it looks like a game, it's overt. Otherwise, it's subtle. Right? That's a very simple way to think about it. For some businesses, overt is fine because that's the nature of their industry. There's a high level of tolerance both inside the company and with the end users to have something that looks like a game. Right? But there are many other businesses where overt is a big no-no. It's a big no-no because they're extremely uncomfortable with something that looks like a game. Right? But here's where I say you don't have to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to take an all or nothing approach. So chuck the overt part. But you go for the subtle part. And to be able to do that, I argue that you really need to have a strong grip on the very essence of gamification. And it is about influencing people using their own intrinsic and extrinsic motivations. Never does it say it has to look flashy. But the essence is you tap into the motivations of people, and if you do it visually, that's all right. But there are ways to do it non-visually also.
Right.
So I say certainly that these two are very different, and people should be sensitive to that difference. So it's a great question.